good afternoon. I've just arrived at the Isiver stand, which is N260 at XL. And for the big eco build, I didn't realise how big this conference is going to be. A friendly face pops up. Introduce yourself.
I'm Guillermo Guzman from the University of Nottingham.
And the reason why I did that is there's no way I was going to pronounce that and murder your name. There's no way I was going to do it. Now, I saw you probably, 6 months ago, or is longer than that? I guess it's longer than that, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, in July last year, we were with the house in in Madrid. Looks shorter because of the amount of energy devoted. Right. But a year ago, actually, in Excel, in EcoBuild, but it was Elskirk. We had the house for the first time mounted, and then we took it to Madrid.
Yeah. How did you do in Madrid?
I think we did really well. We accomplished our aspirations, although we had a lot of difficulties. We made our message come across, although we didn't want any sort of star prize. We did got the second prize in sustainability.
Fantastic. Well done.
And we brought it back. We're going to have the house in the campus very soon, hopefully.
And for people who don't know, I mean, this house was from scratch, wasn't it? It was like everything was experimental and fresh.
Absolutely. We had our students developing the design using a number of technologies that were never connected before, like never put together at the same time. It's a transportable house, fully compliant with the passive house standard, and it's affordable, which is the most important thing.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about where you are now, because, you know, a little bit further on, I'm at the Isiver stand, which is N260, like I said. I'm reading some signs, New York City Skyline Competition, so I believe there's quite a few people involved with this. Give us a bit of an outline.
Well, Isiver has organized for a number of years now an international student competition, and the UK have been participating in the last 4 years, and we, the Nottingham University, have take place in this. This year in particular, they asked us to help them organizing the event. So we ran an open call in the UK. There were about 32 entries from different universities. Then 8 projects were shortlisted for the UK final, which is taking place tomorrow here.
Okay, yeah.
The jury will meet and vote for the 8 projects and choose 3 that will go to the international competition in Prague in May.
Right.
Out of the 8 shortlisted, 7 were Nottingham projects.
Fantastic.
And I'm very proud in saying that because it was a blind jury event, and really happy. The 8th entry is University of Sheffield.
Yeah.
And the theme skyscraper, the green skyscraper, is quite a controversial one because you normally don't seem to connect those two things, green building and skyscrapers. But in this case, it's a very interesting challenge to achieve that. Mm. In another very important landmark in the world, which is Manhattan.
Right, yeah. Which is, I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, you can get a stronger message for environmental than sort of New York wanting to put something like that together. So multi-comfort house, give us a bit of background about what a multi-comfort house is.
Well, it's a very similar concept to the passive house standard developed in Germany a few years now, and it's based on the amount of energy that you consume in a dwelling, and it's pretty much 15 kilowatt hour per square meter a year. That's a standard that needs to be achieved, and it's achieved based on thermal barriers or the lack of connectivity with it, and actually an important amount of control of the air that you have, a lot of insulation, so you don't have the need of heating or cooling loads.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I'm really excited to see tomorrow. We're doing the filming for this tomorrow.
Excellent.
So I'm just going to find out a location now. I think I'm going to probably go where that guy's going to go. Thank you for your time today.
Excellent.
Thanks a lot.